Is it instinct?
No, I just told my offensive line, like, you know, I told him I just wanted to be the spark for those guys. I just told him, like, if those guys just get me a seam, I'll make a play for them. And I give credit to my receivers blocking downfield. And to be honest with you, man, like, I'm weird. Before the play, I just prayed to the Lord, man. I just looked at him, and I run through him, and I play through him, and I give him the glory. So I just got the ball, man, and I just was running. And I ain't going to lie to you. I just felt like, you know, Marshawn Lynch on his big run in that Seattle game against the Saints. I literally I just remember his interview. He's one of my favorite running backs. Running the ball.
It was Deion beast mode.
I wouldn't take it that far, but, you know, he's one of the guys I idolize and I want to be like. So it just felt good to, like, get a tight run just like that, man.
Deion, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You betcha.
Deion, having that moment tonight, how does that help you?
Sorry.
You good?
How does that help you walking away from this game and how you feel about it?
Just thankful. I thank the Lord first. I thank my teammates for believing in me, encouraging me before the game. I thank the coaches for giving me an opportunity, first off, letting me showcase my talent. I knew going into this game I was going to get an opportunity. So I just wanted to stay prepared all week, control what I can control, my attitude and my effort. And I knew once I got my shot, I would just showcase what I could do on film and just show guys that I can compete around the league. You know, didn't really, you know, I understood in the beginning that I wouldn't, you know, we got our guys. I understand that. But I knew once I got my shot, just put my resume on film and show guys what I can do. And I knew I would get my time. So I just stayed patient, I stayed composed, and got my opportunity and give God the glory, my O-line and my wide receivers for creating holes and opportunities for me. I'm humble. You meet me. I'm one of the humblest people in the world because you have one good game, and the next week you have a terrible game. So I just always stay composed and just give God the glory and get offensive line. I can't do nothing without my offensive line and my receivers blocking downfield. So I'm just excited about the work. Just want to keep working hard and just seeing what I could do going on into my journey.
What would it mean to be part of an NFL team and a roster come Saturday afternoon?
I mean, it's any kid's dream. You know, you grew up playing football your whole life, and it's opportunity of a lifetime, you know. It's hard to take all in because, I mean, a lot of people see the run, but to me, it was just a blur. I just caught the ball, and I just remember one cut, another cut, and just saying to myself, just pick my knees up and keep going, especially after that 35-yard run when I got walked down. So I just wanted to get in the end zone and just create a spark for my team.
All right, so for those of us who walked up late, how much do you think you helped your chances with the way that you did everything tonight from special teams to catching the ball and running the ball?
That's a good question. I don't know what going upstairs, but I can only control what I can control, my attitude and my effort, and just working hard and competing. Like I said, I got great guys in the running back room, Matt Asiata, Theo Riddick, Amir Abdullah, Dwayne Washington, Zach Zinner. And those guys tell me every single day, no matter what I do walking around the building, it's a job interview for 31 other teams. And, of course, I die hard would love to be a Lion, but, you know, I just, no matter what I do, carrying myself, it's just put my resume out there, and it's a job interview every single day. So.
Last question.
You tell me.
Oh no, I don't regret anything at all. I just work hard, ran, trust in my Lord, and trust in the Lord, run through him, play through him, and he created an opportunity for me, and I just took full advantage of it.
I just want to ask about special teams. You told me back in the spring you're a franchise special teams player. I mean, what do you think you've done in that, you know, aspect of your game?
Well, to be honest with you, I was leading the team in tackles until Charles Washington came and probably passed me now. You know, he took all my spots tonight and probably passed me, but, man, like I said, no matter what I'm doing, whenever I'm out there, I'm giving 110% effort. I'm giving everything I got for my teammates, man, just trying to make a play and just be a spark. You know, I'm very passionate about what I do. I just like making plays, man. I just want to go out there and make plays and just have fun and celebrate. It's always a good feeling when you can make a play for your team and be that dependable person when everybody can count on you to make a play. So that's a good feeling.
Thanks, guys.